Representative of this institution. I would like to say that we do not receive complaints from children. Even if children turn to us, we send their complaint on to the Ombudsperson's office. Why? Because in 2018, the National Institute for Human Rights and Democracy under the President of Turkmenistan and the Institute for the Rule of Law were united so as to ensure that the law on the Ombudsperson could be adopted and the Ombudsperson's office established in 2016. Before this, there was a department within our institution on the consideration and examination of complaints from citizens. I have worked for many years, but there weren't any complaints from children. I can say that myself. The work of our institute is of a research nature. We look into state programs and undertake studies in the field of democracy and governance. Moreover, within our institute, we have a doctoral program, and we also publish a journal on democracy in three languages. It is a quarterly journal, and each journal contains up-to-date statistics on various human rights issues, including, naturally, rights of the child. We include authors and academics and students, and we, of course, publish articles from our international experts in this journal as well. Moreover, we have the Interagency Commission on the Implementation of Turkmenistan's International Obligations in the Field of Human Rights and International Humanitarian Law, which the head of our delegation mentioned. And our institute, in accordance with the presidential decree, is a coordinator for this Interagency Commission. So in principle, we coordinate the implementation of all of our national plans in the field of human rights. This includes the National Human Rights Plan. I won't even mention the codes because every 5 years these are updated. We also have the National Action Plan on the Prevention of Human Trafficking. We have a National Plan on the Implementation of Gender Equality in Turkmenistan, and also our National Plan on the Realization of the Rights of the Child up to 2023. We don't only coordinate work for the implementation of these plans, but we also ensure monitoring of implementation of these plans' provisions. And our commission, or our institute, regularly invites the leaders of the relevant bodies so as to hear firsthand how the implementation of our national plans is going. And of course, we discuss both the positive aspects of implementations and the achievements, and we also discuss the shortcomings and gaps and risks that exist so as to take concerted action for further addressing these issues. Moreover, our institute, in accordance with its statute, focuses on awareness among the population and raising or fostering a legal culture and legal awareness within our young people in particular. We have a center on human rights. This is a resource center, and it is well equipped. It has access to internet, multimedia materials, and literature in the fields of human rights. And these centers also exist in five regions of our country. Staff members from our institute, sometimes independently or sometimes with the participation of international experts, carry out visits across all our provinces, and we organize information and awareness raising work, including on the Convention of the Rights of the Child and on the questions relating to the rights of persons with disabilities and the eradication of all forms of discrimination against women. So that, in broad brushstrokes, is the work done by our institute. We also have a working group within our institute, which is created by the parliament in order to help develop legislation. Of course, we do carefully consider all of the recommendations that we receive from the UN's treaty bodies for the conventions to which we have signed and ratified. We also cooperate with the Office of the Ombudsperson when holding specific events, and the representative of the Office of the Ombudsperson takes part in our events, and also we also take part in any events organised by the Office of the Ombudsperson. So we do work in a concerted fashion, but each within our own remit. It's a very harmonised system, and we cooperate greatly, but we each fulfil our own missions. Thank you. Thank you very much. I will briefly try to answer about the registration system for places of permanent residence of our citizens, so the propiska system. It still exists.